ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا.
Do you not see that we have sent devils upon the unbelievers who greatly incite them to oppose the truth?
فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا.
Therefore, do not hasten in seeking a scourge against them. We are counting their days.
يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا.
The day shall soon come when we shall bring together the God-fearing to the most compassionate Lord as honored guests.
ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا.
And we shall drive the guilty ones to hell as a thirsty herd.
لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
On that day, none will have the power to intercede for them, except those who received a sanction from the most compassionate Lord.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا.
They claim, the most compassionate Lord has taken a son to himself.
لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا.
Surely, you have made a monstrous statement.
تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا.
It is such a monstrosity that heavens might well nigh burst forth at it, the earth might be cleaved and the mountains fall. At their ascribing a son to the most compassionate Lord.
وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا.
It does not befit the most compassionate Lord that he should take a son.
إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِي الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا.
There is no one in the heavens and the earth, but he shall come to the most compassionate Lord as his servant.
لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا.
Verily, he encompasses them and has counted them all.
وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا.
On the day of resurrection, each one of these will come to him singly.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا.
Indeed, the most compassionate Lord will soon create enduring love for those who believe and do righteous works. Indeed, the most compassionate Lord will soon create enduring love for those who believe and do righteous works. The believers throughout Makkah were at that time subjected to the most abject humiliation. Here, they are being told that that situation will not endure. Soon, they will become God's favorites, the heroes of all mankind, on account of their moral excellence. People will involuntarily be attracted to them. They will simply adore them, bowing to them in respect. As for their opponents, they are doomed to ignominy. A leadership which rests on sin and transgression, on arrogance and trickery, can never win the hearts of people. The most that it can do is to force them into outward obedience. Conversely, those who invite people to the right way and are themselves invested with honesty, veracity, sincerity, and good morals are bound to win over the hearts of all concerned in the end, even if they might provoke some revulsion at the outset. It is simply impossible for those who lack honesty and sincerity to impede their path for long.
فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا.
Therefore, we have revealed the Quran in your tongue and made it easy to understand, that you may give glad tidings to the God-fearing and warn a contentious people.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا.
How numerous are the peoples that we destroyed before them? Do you now perceive any of them, or hear even their whisper?